Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 yo! Yeah. Live in effect, you know what it is, to the grid of it all, Blog Talk Radio is your host. I am him, sipping on a little bit of hen.
Hello.
Because there just don't happen to be any refits around right now. But, got a good show today. This is a nice one. You know, I've been waiting to talk about this for a long time. You know, just marijuana legalization has been a hot topic. What I'm not too concerned about is the topic itself or the amount of people that's in our area that think it should be legal. I want to point out some other factors. Are we responsible enough in Ohio or as Ohioans for legal marijuana? And that's a tough one because as much as I want to go for it being legal in my city and state, I do not feel like we're responsible enough in the state of Ohio to have legalized marijuana. And the reason why I say that is because the numbers on just various other crimes weigh in on the fact that it's not going to be a good look for us. It's not going to be a good look for us. But that's just my opinion, because I do smoke it. So, you know, another argument could be, well, you smoke it, so would you rather just keep breaking the law because you know it's illegal? Well, no, that's if I would consider it being illegal. I never consider it being illegal, for one, because, I mean, that's almost like, okay, if I go to India and I come back with a rare oregano or a rare spice that you don't know of here and it gives me a different feeling, did that give you the right to just tell me that now I can't use this because it made me feel like this? And no, that's marijuana to me. It's a seed. It was here already. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's not like everything else. I can't just go and just get me a cocaine plant because it's not blooming cocaine. I can't go get me a heroin plant because it's not blooming heroin. A marijuana plant is blooming just what it is. But as are we responsible enough is the question. I'm sitting here with Father Min,
Ashe Ote,
Brother Montu,
Ashe, let's get it, what's up?
And that's the question, man. So that's what we're going to send around the table because, I mean, like I say, that's my personal opinion. Then from watching all the stuff that has transpired within the past couple of years here, that leaves me with that I don't know if we're responsible enough because too much crime. Yeah, too much crime going on, too much crime going on, too much loss of life, too much adolescent crime. And that's where I'm coming from with it. And then not only the adolescent crime, there's too many dumb ass adult crimes going on in our area. So, no, I mean, I'm not for the push of any. The only thing that could make me push for that is because I know that what it does is make you want a little calm down a little bit. But there's some strands that make me not calm down.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think, Brother Montu? Is it really that we're responsible enough? Do you think we're responsible enough?
Well, it's not necessarily a fact of responsibility or irresponsibility. I feel that the opportunity in which legalizing marijuana presents is something that needs to be taken into account. If we take a look at the West Side, the West Coast, they were booming so much off of legalized marijuana and homegrown marijuana that they had to kick the tax up on it, like by 2.5% or something like that. Mm-hmm. Just that's how like people are becoming rich. So, do I feel responsible, man? Locked in our current state, man. No, we don't deserve shit. God neither, or do
the come on as Ohioans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As strictly Ohioans.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Because what's going on in Ohio don't go on in LA.
Right.
So
right.
It don't even matter to me what they're doing over there because they've been doing that shit and having nobody spoke out as in care of the responsibility of South Central LA versus the weed sales over there.
Right.
Over here, we ain't responsible.
But like I say, it presents an opportunity for economical growth.
Mm-hmm. It does that.
How many How many of our young brothers are locked up right now because they was trying to smoke weed?
That's what I'm saying. That's just like saying, though, casinos open up economical growth, too.
Mm-hmm.
But we know casinos destroy cities as well. So, are we responsible enough for marijuana?
Well, the only thing I say is, because I know marijuana is useful for other ways than personal use. It's beneficial for other ways than personal use.
Yeah. Medical, herbal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel that the legalization of marijuana would allow us to dive into those possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you saying that it could bring forth an awareness
mm-hmm.
in areas that we're not concentrating on when you speak about marijuana.
Oh.
No, you haven't answered that. But looking at the true factors,
mm-hmm.
besides all that medical, that ain't going to determine nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What we want to know is our community responsible enough for legal marijuana? For everybody to really be that comfortable. Yeah, they walk around high now. You know, the numbers is going to boost.
Everybody.
So if this is a section that is not thriving whatsoever, I don't feel like placing them in or giving them a privilege like that is going to help our particular end of what I'm seeing.
Well, it's going to help us not get no more petty ass chicks and go to court and pay them high. So, no.
Yeah,
no, I don't think so?
You think it's going to help us get some more tickets and stuff? I mean, you
said it'd stop that. Because a lot of us are going,
it'll stop the tickets.
Yeah.
I know that's what I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at how we act and how we're performing, I don't think it's going to stop shit. Because people, one, when they legalize it, what they do say is it's legal, but not walking down the street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People now already walk up and down the street smoking weed,
mm-hmm.
but since it'll be pushed into the effect of legalization, they'll be stricter on pointing out it's somebody walking down the street smoking weed. Like, now it's illegal, but how many times have you seen somebody really get pulled over walking smoking weed?
Right.
Once they're aware that it's legal,
mm-hmm.
they can press certain other things that wasn't there
mm-hmm.
or that wasn't keyed in on, which is that. Now, we're not just looking for jaywalkers. We're not looking for, you know, speeding cars.
Mm-hmm.
We're also looking for somebody that might walk past me smoking.
Okay.
That's another quota I can put, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what I mean by, is are we responsible? Are we building a community? For one, we're consumers. We're big consumers of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
History even told us that Cleveland, Ohio is big consumers of marijuana. Look at what we've done on marijuana in our community. Nothing. So we can't say that, okay, look at Willie Nelson, for example. You know what I'm saying? Look at Cheech Marin.
Mm-hmm.
They've been on weed for so long and advocating it, but they've also made foundations and concrete foundations to build on to that will counter the fact that just because I get high don't mean I'm non-productive.
Mm-hmm.
What have we done here on weed?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? What have we brought here on weed that would state we responsible enough to be on weed and still be a flourishing community? That's where I'm getting to. Yeah, I'm going to keep on smoking it. Whether you call it illegal or not, I'm going to keep on smoking it. So, Father, man, what do you think about the marijuana? I mean, do you enjoy marijuana?
I do enjoy marijuana.
Hmm.
I know, I take that back. I did
enjoy marijuana.
I did. But I definitely want to touch on here, are we responsible enough? And I would say no. I would say that a vast majority of people that sort of keep track of marijuana being legal over the country or, you know, spanning across the country, I would say a lot of them are not knowledgeable enough to know that just because, what I want to say is I think that everybody's level of awareness is only at a certain level. Oh, it's legal now in Ohio. Oh, I'm blowing all the time. So which is why you bring up the point about now police officers are now going to have or look for that other reason to pull you over. So I don't think the bigger majority of the population is responsible enough. I think that they're just excited about, oh, it's legal now. Man, I'm about to blow. I'm about to walk down the street. I'm about to do all this and that. When they don't know all the stipulations behind it being legalized.
I mean, I also say that because it's not like we in Miami or Georgia, and we're about to get this. We're in one of the lowest employment areas.
Cleveland.
So, no, I'm not. I don't think we. It's obvious that we couldn't be conditioned.
Like, what about it being legalized so people can get employed? Oh, well, you know what? I think they leave that out. They leave that to the employer,
mm-hmm.
whether he would fix you or not. So,
as far as the
drug
it being legalized and then you heightening the drug screening that's going on, they're going to leave it to the employer, but then that's what I'm saying.
They're not
going
to heighten the
screening. Where we're at, we got to pay that attention.
They're not going to drop the drug screening either.
No, not
exactly.
At all. Not at all. Yeah.
Remember, we not too far from Jim Crowish. In Ohio. Laws, rules, and regulations.
If we left that motherfucker here.
You know what I'm saying? So, we're in Ohio.
Right.
So that's why I say, yeah, I'm all for the legalization, but we really got a way. Is this going to benefit us here? It could be fun. Like I said, I'm a smoke weed, whether it's you call it legal or not. The
right.
Fuck what you saying?
Right.
You drink your liquor, you drink your beer. I ain't never seen a motherfucker driving to a wall off a bridge on weed. Mm-hmm. I ain't never seen a nigga swerving down the street on weed.
Right. You don't even know no one who's died of cancer from weed.
That's what I'm saying. It don't, you know what I'm saying? So the fact that we not responsible for them to place us in that legal box.
Mm-hmm.
We're responsible enough to do what we're doing already.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it under, you know what I'm saying?
Under wraps.
Which is do what you do, mind your business,
uh-huh.
you know.
Uh-huh. And then the legalizing it of it, like I said, the vast majority that's sort of so-called been keeping track, they feel like the veil is removed and now we can blow walking up and down the street. That's exactly what I think.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Which would be, you're dealing with, like I said before, we like one of the highest unemployments.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to benefit us. It's our end. What it's going to do is it's going to up the revenue for the police and the judicial money that's coming in because there's a lot of motherfuckers. Well, they're not going to put you in jail for it. They only put you in jail now for, well, we ain't going to get into the numbers.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? You're not going to go to jail.
Uh-huh.
The thing is you still get fined and tickets.
Mm.
So what it's going to do is up the revenue on that end.
Mm.
Because there's a lot of unemployed people walking around.
Now that you say that, because how do you legalize alcohol and then turn around and give me an open container to?
That's exactly. How do you do that?
That's what they're about to do.
That's exactly how the law works.
Exactly what they're going to do.
We said, but it was years ago, they talked about this year before. We didn't want it done years ago because what they had offered years ago was to legalize it and then drop the THC rate to where it was just a little bit higher than a cigarette type. And we like, man, what the fuck was that? What's the point? You know what I'm saying? So it took years before it got to the point where we are now, where, yeah, don't get me wrong, I would love to have legal head shops up and down this joint and cafes. Head shop where you know where you go get your
can I get a quarter it is?
Your bong, your quarter,
your
flavors, your date. You know what I'm saying?
Too.
Yeah, I need the raws over there.
I thought you were saying like head. I'm like, damn, like legal head.
That's what it's called.
Head shop.
Yeah. Where you guys in the
head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would love that. I would love to have open cafes where we can just go. But it's just, you know, where we low in economy. There shows that we're going to obviously be low in the educational factor of what we're doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So they're not going to be, like, operating in regular head status. They're going to be clubbed out.
Right.
They ain't going to be regular head stores. They couldn't be here once they boom like that. Because there's so much non-productive activity going on.
Mm-hmm.
The level of ignorance in which we exist in nowadays is going to always adhere to the negativity and run with it.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't look to dispel bad connotations.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't look to dispel negative remarks and smug remarks against what we want to do. You know what I'm saying? It's people, until we realize and this is going to my man's when he was talking about self-actualization. Self-actualization, man. Until we realize where we at in this fucking system, man, everything is going to be a trip and a trap.
And that's very true. It's very true. That nothing in this legalizing of marijuana is a benefit, you know what I'm saying, for us.
Right.
Nothing in this.
Nothing.
Nothing. We ain't about to, our pockets ain't about to get bigger. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing in this.
No.
I agree with you.
You're not going to be offered the space to have a shot. You're not going to be offered the field to grow.
That's right.
You're not going to be offered nothing behind it.
Unless you got that.
Unless you in Ohio. The paper ain't enough.
We're
in Ohio. It's a racketeering city. The paper and the cutter of the push show paper is what count here. So it's not benefiting us here.
Not at all.
It's going to actually, like I said, it's going to hurt us here in a certain aspect. It's going to hurt us here on the money side. You know what I'm saying? Because we're not going to be offered that, and we didn't make the right educational connections to where, oh, I got a couple white friends. I got a couple white circles that we don't look at each other with black and white. But they got doors that they can go in that I can't go in because the system works on that. We don't got that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should have buddies in Lake County right now. That's ready. That's like, okay, bro.
Right.
You know I got that paperwork, and I see you got that guap. Let's get this bread. We need those types of connections. That's how I feel it'll be beneficial. And then to a certain degree, you still got to keep it under wrap.
Yeah.
Because even when we're legal, it's still you got to operate your money on like you're illegal. Up here, you legal. Getting that bread, getting a nice car, getting you still got to operate like a dope boy here. So, thing I say is to the grid of our blog talk radio.
Now.
On the legalization tip, I think this is what we do. This market. If we just don't pay it no attention that they say it's illegal, and then we just do what we do.
As we've been doing,
but a little bit more. Not necessarily walking up and down the main street.
Right.
But shit, when I'm on my family street and I'm on the sidewalk talking to my brother or my friend, I'm outside. I'm out in the open. Because I want to entice people to conversate with me so then I can tell you the benefits of it or what you could be doing versus me. You may not choose to smoke it, but I got education enough to tell you how to cook with it, how to bake with it. That's what I think. This
Lord, don't forget, let's not keep going there. Let's talk about health practice.
Yeah, health. The medical,
which is a byproduct of marijuana. Hemp seeds is one of the best sources of proteins out there, man.
Yeah. So we got to go farther than just that commercial propaganda that it's about. Should we legalize? And then we really, let me tell y'all how to get the big money. To get the big money, to capitalize on the idea of why would they want it here?
Come on.
Why would y'all want it here?
All these years it's been legal, now y'all want to legalize it.
That's what we should be paying attention to, because that's what we say in the game. Why you're interested in making it legal here, so then I can be on that side of the fence.
The money.
Yeah. It got to be something else, too, though. It's money, but it's got to be something else because they don't put their money somewhere for it to disappear overnight.
So right. Damn, so don't put it there for us.
So if we're talking about something higher than money at this level, then we shouldn't be looking at Ohio's agenda. We have to be looking at the national agenda, at the overall picture of the game of legalizing marijuana.
We could look at it across the board, but it's just new to us. It ain't been new to L.A. for years.
Right. It's Switzerland.
It's,
you can walk up to the
Switzerland
and grab you
that's another whole country.
I'm just saying,
we've been there.
Those are the guidelines in which we're operating off.
Okay.
Yeah, because pretty soon, the government is going to be the dope boy.
Well, I know pretty soon.
He was always the only dope boy.
Right. We gotta be correct. Right. We was always the original dope boy because your black ass ain't never went over there and brought back no heroin.
Right.
So he's always been the dope boy.
The OG.
We ain't never went to Mexico and brought back no heroin.
He never did that.
Yep.
He ain't never been down in Cuba.
I don't know where the fuck that.
So he cutting off the middleman then.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. No, he cutting off the middleman.
But look at Ridley. What is Ridley?
Crack. I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, it's almost like they ain't cutting off. They never had a middleman.
Mm-hmm.
You're not their middleman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You well, a side hustle.
I say side hustle.
You know what I'm saying?
The war on drugs eliminated the middleman.
What war on drugs?
Well, that was that initial.
You know that's an illusion. Like I'm saying.
No.
So what did the war on drugs do?
It fucked us up.
No, I'm saying, what did it do?
They went over there and controlled them poppy fields. Some coca pills.
Okay, that was a Reagan movement.
Desert Storm was before that?
And Desert Storm was, I was in the seventh grade.
Vietnam was.
What you over there in Vietnam for? Poppy
opium.
And opium.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what happened after that? Pfizer blew up.
Yeah.
Pfizer. That's pharmaceutical.
Right.
That's classified C3, narcotic.
Right.
All of your pain pills are opiates.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
So when you get into...
I'm just connecting the dots.
So when you get into... Now you talking about the war on drugs. Let me tell you. The war on drugs was to transition the drug of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Not to control it. It was, okay, we're going to take it from this, change it to this. If we give them an illusional war on drugs, what we can also do is funnel in the drugs on a more streamlined political scale. So we're not middlemen, like I said before. We're a sad hustle.
Right. I agree.
We're just, we are the flippers. It's like, we the flippers of some money that we don't even have control of or some product we don't have control of.
Mm-hmm.
It's put in your hands. You continuously flip. It's illegalized. You're put in jail, fined, charged, and you're paying.
Not just that. When is the only time they make big bucks?
Oh, of course, around election time.
Yeah.
Around election time.
Right. It's a funneling situation. So now
they got
that bring it
to connect.
It's not a connect. If I control you, you're not a connect.
Right.
You're an employee.
Ah.
Period.
So see, the bigger picture, what are they doing?
That's what we're saying. The thing is to understand why when it's legalized, wherever it becomes legalized at, we have to understand the agenda of why you would make it a choice there.
Yep.
Ohio has just gained casinos to keep casinos running. Have you ever been to Vegas? To keep or anywhere where there's casinos?
That would be in July.
To keep the casino areas going, you need drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Illegal, so that it will force them to go down to where it's legal to drink and spend the rest of my money.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it'll break me. I come back out into the city and some more illegal. And what we'll do, keep funneling it. It's a funneling situation.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio now is... That's we big revenue. See, they selling us some bullshit too. And look, we got a Federal Reserve Bank. We got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame here. We got the Football Hall of Fame in Canton.
Mm-hmm.
So that's major. Them three is major by itself.
Major by itself.
We got one of the most state of the art stadiums in all the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
That's noted. We all know this, the truth.
Yeah.
They were down there, just got finished being the one with the biggest screen.
Yeah, they beat Dallas got that place.
No, Dallas got it now.
Now they do.
We were number one for a while. Man, ain't nobody had no screen like that. First energy.
I was just about to say, you can't be first energy.
That's what I'm saying.
Not so technological.
Exactly. So we got to pay attention to what is moving around in our city that we ain't helping move.
Mm-hmm.
Or we ain't moving with it.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't broke. But if our media that's covering our city keep telling us that we
broke,
there's no money here, there's no jobs here, it's going to stop you from reaching for the jobs that's here because you don't know the people that can walk you into those jobs. Okay?
let me put a tack right there. It's so fucking crazy that you brought that up because my instructor was telling me about how when motherfuckers go to look for jobs, they looking for big name jobs. Not thinking of all the emerging and blooming local companies that's booming right now in Cleveland. From the smallest to smallest local brewery all the way up until the middle class financial institutions. Like Cleveland is on a boom. Man. That's so fucking crazy that you just said.
It's dumb.
That's
we need that dumb to it.
Yeah.
Great Lakes Brewery is across the nation, bruh.
They fucking you.
They was drinking that on the Food Channel Network was using that in recipes, Great Lakes Beer. This would be before we knew that Cleveland was producing beer at that price. Cleveland also produces something else. We got several items that came here. Not to mention we the originators of several items.
Mm-hmm.
Like people wouldn't be drinking milkshakes if it wasn't for Cleveland.
Yeah.
In the basement of Terminal Tower years ago.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's because his ice cream went soft, and to serve it without wasting it, that's how it happened. That's how it happened. So you got that. You got boomers like Chef Boyardee. I mean, the Ford Company, Plain Jeller. We thrive, bro, and we on the tip of the lake. Where a lot of shit go on.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy, yeah. No life has ever suffered near a lake.
Man, how could it?
Life flourishes when you got a lake. Mm-hmm. And they sell it to us. Like, and they are
right.
Putting particular interest into that fucking lake right now.
Man, hell yeah. Yeah.
They want to make sure it's clean.
They trying to clean that fire
and all of this and all of that. Come on. What is going on?
It's a lot going on. Remember they redid the water. Remember they boosting the water treatment plant on Lake Shore.
Yeah.
They didn't do that.
They didn't watch this. So the sewer district,
come on,
is doing what now? How much money just got put into the city for the sewer district?
It's about $3 billion for the next 20 years.
Can you say that number again?
$3 billion for the next 20 years.
Was that a B for billion?
That was a B as in Bob.
That's just one project.
And I just said, the electric company is investing $3 billion over the next 25 years, too.
Damn! Why wouldn't they?
But where are they located? Are they located in the suburbs? Where are they located? Are the electric companies located in the suburbs?
No, you want Lincoln?
Yeah. What about Illuminating?
Well, hold on. Well, Lincoln is stationed on St. Clair, but, you know, they got several.
You know, I'm talking about
primarily, Illuminating is light.
It's the fire of the electricity.
Feature.
Right here. Where's the sewer district?
Yeah.
Right here. So you mean to tell me all these years of these companies being in this impoverished location when Cleveland is getting a makeover, now y'all doing work too? Y'all slowly making y'all way down this way.
We also understand in Cleveland, though, that there's a reason. This only going to last for a few minutes. The only reason that all this is really booming, have burst like this, and has jumped like this, is because of the NRC. Period. Before the announcement of the National Republican Convention arriving in Cleveland, some of these issues weren't even present. There wasn't a rush.
Have y'all looked at how much money that's going to generate?
And I don't have a need. But when you say Republican convention,
that's
stupid.
But listen. They in a rush to put up that U-shaped residential building.
Yeah.
Which on everything I love, I swear to God, came out in the paper that they was trying to get it approved, and then it came out in the paper like less than 3 weeks later that they was building it. They in a rush to redo the federal. You got a governmental company that had its own building, sold it to now pay rent. What's really going on, man?
Enough, not for us to be getting our head. Hey, I need to holler at some of them. You know what? I need to be hollering at the Radners. That's who I need to holler at.
Ooh.
See what's really going on. Hey, man, it's to the grid of it all, Blog Talk Radio, man.
So.
We do it, man. Point of it all. I don't believe that here in Ohio, we responsible enough or know enough to go ahead with this legalization.
This side,
I'm also all for it because I'm an advocate for marijuana on various strands, toys and all of it. So
fuck if it's legal or not.
Fuck if it's legal or not. Do it, man.
Do you.
Responsibly, though.
So you're right. Everything got to be done.
Do it responsibly.
Yeah.
Because we don't want y'all talking about, well, you niggas on the radio saying, just do it.
Right.
We ain't see it that way.
Right.
We ain't see it. Take a little bit more care how you doing what you already doing. So if y'all, put some class about it. If you know y'all having a smoke out or a little barbecue, don't stand on the sidewalk. Stand in the yard.
Let's dispel the preconceived notion of marijuana.
The stereotype behind it.
Come on.
Because now they always, where there's marijuana, there's dumb people. They're slow. I hate to hear people say that.
Good.
I like to hear when they say it in a debate and don't know that I'm hot.
Come on. Right. That's what I like.
That's what I like. Because I'm going to bust your head and then at the end tell you, oh, excuse me, I had to go outside and finish this blunt. Burners in the ashtray. That marijuana made me dumb before the debate.
And then it's just like old girl that we just left. You know what I'm saying? She was a shot.
Yeah,
and you did, but she immediately went to ask about me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, before we get to me, let's finish this.
Did she know?
No.
She knew it.
And you know, but watch this. That's why I said she, her mind is everywhere. Yeah, it's a brat. But her mind is everywhere. To the point that I said that